at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. I'm visiting with Monty Bain. And first of all, Monty, tell me what you do for Cotton Board.
I'm the Southeast Regional Communications Manager for the Cotton Board. I live in a little area called Slapout, Alabama. And my territory is Florida to Virginia.
Wonderful. Great territory to have. I'm down on the southern edge of that. We want to talk here about a program that the Cotton Board is involved with called Blue Jeans Go Green. So I'm assuming that means we're going to be going to green jeans, right?
No. We're taking old jeans and recycling them, and with a company called Bonded Logic out of Arizona, and they're making home insulation. They've already done some of it and used it with Habitat for Humanity. Now they've collected over 1 million pair and growing, and some Walmarts, some Lowe's, and a store that I'm not familiar with called Minion out in the far west also sells this. But you can go online and look at Bonded Logic and find out if someone in your area is a distributor.
Now, here at this show, and it's right here at your booth, you're asking people to drop their jeans. It sounds a little, what does they mean by that? You hear that.
We've asked them to, through the media, we have asked them to drop off their old jeans. And by doing so, we let them register for a chance at winning a $300 Cabela's gift certificate. Mm-hmm. And Cabela's was nice enough to donate that, and they have taken the Cotton Incorporated's Storm Cotton technology and put it into their camouflage hoodies. And it's a product that repels the rain, but it breathes like cotton.
Fantastic sounding product. Talking about the insulation for just a minute, are they doing it or planning to do it in different forms, like blown in or just layered?
Right now, it's just in bats and layers. Yeah. I'm sure as time goes on, they will get to the blown in, but it has an R13 factor. And it is AA rated for fire.
Fantastic. So let's see here. You mentioned some of the places it's being used. Is there a plan eventually for that to become more widespread across the country?
I hope so, because that is our job with the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, is to find more ways to make cotton more profitable. Mm-hmm. So we hope this is really going to take off nationwide.
And that means we hopefully will need more acres of cotton, right?
That's correct. More cotton, more profit, especially in the Southeast, in my territory.
Wonderful.
Agriculture drives the Southeast.
Absolutely, as it does most places. Well, thank you very much, Monty Bain with the Cotton Board, visiting with me here at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.